Welcome to another episode of Coding's Pro Magazine's COVID-19 podcast series. My name is Stephanie Chizik, and I'm editor-in-chief of Coding's Pro. Today we have with us Chris Heffernan, Senior VP and General Manager for Keen Utility and Keen Outdoor. Keen was established in 2003 and manufactures footwear for the personal and industrial markets. Coding's contractors are probably familiar with the utility line of work boots. And during the COVID-19 pandemic, Keen created the Together We Can Help program. That sent 100,000 pairs, about $10 million in shoes, to workers on the front lines and the families at home fighting through the crisis. We're recording this interview with Chris on Monday, April 20th, so please be sure to check back for updates and follow the guidance of health professionals such as the Centers for Disease Control. Chris, thank you for joining us.
Stephanie, thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
Awesome. So can you maybe just start by giving us a brief overview of what the Together We Can Help program entails?
Sure. I would say, this really hit us hard, obviously, as a company, but we're about 45 days into when we realized the impact this was going to have. And it's funny, our owner's first thought was not so much ourselves, but it's hurting the economy, the people, the country. There's going to be people that need help. And there was just a across the board unanimous decision to see what we could do as a company and how can we add value in kind of our own unique way and trying to help some people in some rough times. And we came up with this Together We Can Help program. And the idea was, if you submitted someone you knew who was having a tough time as a result of the situation that's going on, whether it be someone who actually works on the front lines, like healthcare workers or police and firemen, or even just families that are suffering at the moment, just feel free to submit their names, a little bit of a story so we can, evaluate the merit. And we went through and just donated all of those pairs rather quickly. And we did that on a global level too. So that was like across the globe. It was actually a lot of fun. It was a fun program. We got just some amazing feedback from the consumers and folks that submitted those who needed help, as well as from those who actually received the product.
Yeah, that's awesome. I definitely have seen you guys as a company seem to really want to be proactive when there are these types of issues going on in the world. I've seen other programs similar to it in with hurricanes in the past as well.
Definitely, definitely. It's a big part of Keen, kind of a values-led, family-owned private company, and that's really at the forefront of everything we're trying to do.
Yeah, that's awesome. You guys also have, a unique sort of take probably on the whole COVID-19 sort of, how everyone's experiencing it, just because not only do you sell to the individual consumers, but you also do the work boot line, the utility line. Does that give you a unique viewpoint?
Definitely. I think it's, we definitely know what the blue collar consumers out there, and we hear and talk to them frequently. So we kind of understand the perspective of what they're going through. But also, I think it's just kind of the nature of being a family owned business who's always been trying to do the right thing quietly in our own way. It goes back to our first marketing campaign here at Keen. We're about to, invest pretty heavily for the first time during all the issues that were happening in Japan way back when with the tsunami. Mm-hmm. And we donated everything right immediately on the spot almost to tsunami relief effort. So helping people is really at the heart of Keen.
Yeah, that's amazing. You guys are based out of Portland, is that right?
We are, Portland, Oregon.
So what is the kind of take going on over there? How has the outbreak been affecting you guys as far as locally or even, globally?
Well, we're kind of sandwiched between Seattle and California, both of which are, pretty hot spots here in the U.S. So everyone's running scared, but everybody's doing what they need to. And I think Portland's been doing a pretty good job of holding the numbers down. Everyone's definitely observing, all the right rules and staying at home. But as you know, that's a pretty radical shift in our day-to-day. But mm-hmm. What we got to do and keeping everyone safe is definitely a mantra of the company. So we've been following it pretty religiously.
Has it affected how Keen does business as far as warehouses or production? I think a lot of your production facilities, as far as I understand, are based in the United States.
We have a factory here in Portland. We actually own factories in Mexico, Thailand, and elsewhere. But okay. For the most part, we've obviously had to change how we operate. How do we, make sure all workers are safe? You can imagine all the dynamics that does and adds to the operations. But we've been able to stay open during that time. still making product, but it's definitely obviously we're a lot slower. But doing it safe is priority number one. Warehouse is still open, and that's in the Kentucky area, and a lot of other warehouses open alongside too. But again, it's a lot of different procedures. It's definitely a lot of quarantining, making sure everyone's healthy, wearing masks, following all the protocols you'd imagine. And like I said, things move at a slower pace, but that's fine. Safe is number priority. Safety of the worker is number one, and doing what we can, but not risking anything here at all.
Absolutely, yeah, definitely. And probably quality too. I mean, you want to make sure you're doing it the right way the first time. So,
For sure.
yeah, interesting. Yeah. Does that for the office staff like you guys, does that mean, changing to working remotely from home, or are you able to go in the office at all?
No, offices shut down, has been shut down, and probably will be for a number of other weeks until the state authorities deem that it's safe to go back. Everyone's working from home, who other than the warehouse folks. So that's a good majority of us here at Keene. It's different. You get used to it. You learn new tools. If anything, we're finding that it's really making us a lot more efficient in how we're interacting. We're actually, I'd ask Edmund, we all feel like we're working harder. You changes the focus. Right now, e-commerce is really the one big distribution channel that's open, except for our work distributors. There's a few of those that are still open just because they fall into essential companies that are still open, like farm and fleet accounts. Work boots are deemed an essential product for all the workers out there doing really critical work. So some of our distribution's open, but for the most part, a majority has shifted primarily to e-commerce, and that's really had to change, how we think, how well we're prepared to thrive in that channel of distribution.
Absolutely. Is that also for our coatings contractors, for if they wanted to get Keen boots at this point in time, it sounds like the best idea would probably be to go look online somewhere.
Yeah, online is not a bad idea. Their stores might be open, and where they traditionally shop, it's definitely worth checking. Our partners are the. Basically, our accounts that we sell products to, we view them as partners, and they're still open. They're fighting just like everybody else. Some are closed, and they may have a website to use as well. So I would definitely try and shop local first. Worst case, you can always look at the places you'd expect, like the Amazons of the world. But for the most part, we're trying to help our partners through this as well.
Yeah, definitely. Probably a good idea. Have you heard anything from those end users, the clients or people in industry of, challenges that they're having right now, or maybe even some silver linings that they've experienced?
The most stuff we hear is just really positive stories, and I think the giveaway for boots and shoes really, brought that home. We get some amazing letters and feedback, and people are just really thankful and appreciative what we did there, which is so nice to hear that some people could benefit from that. And just the engagement we normally have with our consumers on our social media, Facebook pages, things like that have all just been really, really kind words. Because they've taken note of that effort and appreciate that we've done that. So it's been great to read.
Yeah, that is great. Another kind of, nice benefit of being able to connect with people remotely is all the socials that, can be positive and negative, but seems like there's a lot of positives going on right now, which is great.
Definitely. I mean, the business scene's tough right now, as everyone's feeling it. We're feeling it, and it's always nice to remember that we're human and taking care of each other is like really important. And this will pass. We'll get through it, and we'll remember those who helped us along the way for sure. And it just builds a stronger relationship going forward.
Yeah. I think it's also really interesting too, working in the construction industry, obviously, the term PPE is something that we very frequently use, at least in Coatings Pro, every coatings job, every construction job for that matter, you have to wear proper safety gear. So, but now everyone knows what PPE is because of this, which is potentially could be a good change for the construction industry moving forward.
Oh, definitely. I even here at Keene working initially, I've been here previously for 5 years working on just work boots. I just recently picked up responsibility for the outside and outdoor hiking portion of the business. But it's interesting. I've always been saying PPE just naturally, and every time I'm talking to those who don't work on work boots, they've always stopped me and keep reminding me, like, what is, I don't understand what that means. Like, it's a word they've never understood. Now, like, everyone's using it in our company. So it's just funny to see it have a transition.
Yeah, hopefully a positive change. One of the maybe many silver linings that comes out of this is that more PPE or proper, protective gear is worn moving forward. I know that's always been a challenge in the job site, kind of workplace.
Yeah, and we just started making masks. So we're
Oh,
donating a
awesome.
large number of masks out there as well. Honestly, most of them will go to our accounts. We're trying to offer to them at cost as they begin to reopen. Because, obviously wearing a mask is just really important these days. It's critical. It's how we're going to, keep the spread down, especially as things begin to reopen. But trying to help our accounts think about that. Everything's going to change. Shopping at retail is going to be different until there's a vaccine. We're going to have to operate differently. So we got into that business. So that's helped with the PPE conversation and terminology for sure.
Yeah, kind of a one-stop shop maybe. Is that are you using this the same materials that you would use for work boots or kind of like how people are using sort of t-shirts just as a protection, or are you actually able to kind of switch gears and start putting out the N95 masks or something along those lines?
We did not go for the N95 side of things. There's just so many people who are so much more capable of making that than us on a much larger scale. But since we do have our own factories and we have workers, we have the parts and pieces, it's amazing how much of our spare materials we've been able to reutilize and recreate and actually do it in a fun way. We've got kids' masks, we've kind of worked patterns into them. We kind of built a smile on the outside.
Oh, fun.
It makes it a little bit more human, a little more fun. We actually have them to match shoes, so
Oh.
it's kind of weird that we're now coordinating our attire with the mask that we wear, but kind of a fun dynamic.
That is fun, yeah. That's a great opportunity to kind of realize during this time. I mean, there's definitely areas of growth that you probably would never even have considered before, but you kind of have to see where you can pinch it now.
You got it.
Any sort of, I know we don't have any crystal balls. That would be wonderful at this point in time. But, do you have any ideas about how this might affect the PPE industry or the construction industry moving forward?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's going to be really interesting here to see how quickly we get back up to full speed. I think obviously the blue collar consumer and those jobs are going to be first and foremost given all the changes in the economy. My guess is the government will be jumping in here to help at some point to make sure those jobs are prospering once again. We're all going to have to act a little bit differently, and again, until that vaccine comes. We're really going to have to think about how we're handling each other, ourselves, all the precautions that are necessary, and the impacts that's going to have on, the everyday blue-collar worker's job. It's going to be different.
Yes, I think life will definitely be different from now on, that's for sure. We also will not be forgetting this anytime soon, which is.
No. It's, it'll wake us up. We'll be prepared for the next one for sure. So that'll be great. There are some upsets.
Have you seen any, sort of, I guess, strategies or pieces of feedback from leaders, either from Keene or outside of the industry, that are maybe worth sharing?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's funny as we talk to our accounts and learn more, just checking in and see how business is going. It's interesting to think, how is retail and shopping and all of those behaviors going to change? Everyone's focusing on e-commerce right now. I mean, that's really going to help the mom and pop store, be competitive long term. But, it's really getting them up to speed, how to use all this new digital marketing and those tools. There's so many changes happening, and even how they're going to reopen their doors, how people are going to shop within those doors. It's in time for innovation, and it'll be very interesting and exciting. But at the same time, it's we just everyone's just coming around to realizing, wow, yeah, things are really going to be different. I got to start thinking differently. So I've just noticed a lot of people are starting to come up that learning curve, and we're trying to help them get there for sure.
Help them catch up to what's going on now, yeah. Any other sort of virtual opportunities that you can think of maybe for the end user as far as, obviously the e-commerce you're saying, but I know there are a lot of things we've had to kind of move online. So I know there's definitely contractors that are, maybe not able to work due to not being considered essential, although that's unfortunate in some cases. But any ideas virtually?
I mean, honestly, we're finding the more it's almost like the new marketing medium is online, right? We used to get it through TV and print and radio. We're still getting a little bit, but so much is coming at us now digitally. So, I mean, everyone's impacted by that, and it just changes the way you're engaging your audience or finding new business opportunities or new customers. There's some great tools out there. It's almost like a science unto itself, but jump right in. If you've got time, great time to learn all that. Get really, really savvy because you're just going to need it going forward. The world's changing. The consumer base is getting younger. The working blue collar audience, I mean, something like, what is it, 90% of them are going to be under the age of 37 in a couple years here.
Wow.
That's pretty significant shift from where we've been. And they all know how to use that phone and that computer incredibly well. So maybe it's a great time to, expand your skill set. It can only help your business long term for sure.
Or look for that younger workforce potentially who can help you catch up
Definitely.
if that's not your forte. I know we all have our different fortes here, so yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
Anything other than the exciting face mask movement that's going on at Keen that you want to share with our subscribers?
Well, like I said, face masks is first and foremost that we're pushing here from a marketing standpoint into our accounts to help them get back and eventually selling them to a consumer. It actually might become, for a while, something we all definitely need. Might as well accessorize as you do it. But for the most part, we're still making great work boots. We got some really innovative stuff happening there. Our hiking business and sandal business has some really exciting news as we begin to expand those offerings. So it's not like we're slowing down from an innovation and new product standpoint. So keep your ears and eyes open and see what else is out there from Keen.
Awesome. Where should they go to check that out or to reach out to you directly?
Hey, keenfootwear.com, great place for everything Keen. Whether it's Keen or Keen Utility, we're both located in that same spot. I can be found at Keen as well anytime. My email is basically christopher.heffernan@keenfootwear.com.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for your time, Chris. And hopefully we'll be able to talk again soon, maybe during better times, but we're all making the best of it that we can now too. All
Definitely. Thanks, Stephanie. Really appreciate it.
right, have a good one.
Yeah, you too. Take care.
As always, it's great to hear from those people in the industry, including the subject matter experts like Chris Heffernan at Keen. They're obviously making a lot of positive changes in the industry as well as through the consumer during this really troubling time. So we're all just going to make as many changes as we can until we're on the other end of it. Appreciate Chris's time to discuss those changes with us. And hopefully we'll be able to chat with him again sometime in the near future. As always, please check back for the other podcasts that we put together on this series, as well as additional series that we're going to be putting out in the near future. Those can be found at www.coatingspromag.com. You can also check out our social media platforms for up-to-the-date information on all things COVID, as well as all the other aspects going on in the coatings world. Obviously, coatings does not sleep. So those are all at Coatings Pro Mag as well. Again, thanks for listening. I'm Stephanie Chizik, and I hope you have a great day. Happy coding.